Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm your host for tonight, the Reverend Henrietta Byrd. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. We are in our third week of holiday celebration here at the International Black Summit Talk Show. And tonight, we'd like to take a look at our gift to the universe, what we as individuals will offer the universe as a gift. So we've asked through our emails and and our reminders and our invitations for our listeners to take a look and recreate yourselves. Take a look inside and see the gifts that we have to offer. And there are many gifts, of course, that each individual has, but what we're talking about tonight is that the main one, that gift that you have passion about, the gift that you think about all of the time, that desire that's within you, that you just are really excited about but maybe even afraid to talk about. That's the gift that we're looking for you to share with us tonight. Also, I'd just like to remind you before we get involved in the conversation, I'd like to remind you of the International Black Summit event, which will be taking place in London, England. And just to remind you that the early bird registration ends December 31st, 2008. And that early bird registration is $150 for adults and $100 for seniors. And seniors are acknowledged at the age of 55. So we encourage and invite each and every one of you to join us in London, England next year for our summit event, our annual summit event. And don't forget the early bird registration. We'll send out reminders this next week because it's about, I guess, about 10, 11 days away now. Yeah, this is the 21st, so it ends on the 31st. So we have 10 days left for the early bird registration. The International Black Summit is a conversation, that is being given to us, those of us that participate in it, by life. Life is a term that we use sometimes that, well, not sometimes, but life is a term that we use as a synonym for God. And it's given, it's being given to us, a conversation that is being given to us by life that would, through people of Black African descent, it's a conversation that finds its expression in the declaration of the International Black Summit. Now, let me repeat that again. The International Black Summit is a conversation that is being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent, a conversation that finds its expression in the declaration of the International Black Summit. The International Black Summit is attended by people of Black African descent who are committed to the unfoldment of the declaration in their lives. Now, you've heard me say a couple of times here the Declaration. And the Declaration of the International Black Summit is something where many of us have found that gift that we have to offer to the universe. And so at this time, I'd like to share with those of you who are not familiar with it and just repeat for those of us who are the Declaration of the International Black Summit. And this declaration was written at the original summit event in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991. And the originators or the founders of the International Black Summit got together and put this declaration together. And this has been the medium, I'll say, that everything is based on that we do in the International Black Summit. And we've taken this declaration, or I should say this declaration has taken us to all parts of the universe, all parts of the United States, all parts of other countries. And if you go to blacksummit.org, you can get a lot of history and a lot of information, and you can actually read the declaration along with other things about the summit itself and the event. So let me just read the Declaration of the International Black Summit. It reads, "We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity, with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economic responsibility, responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships." And let me repeat that. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of body, of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, December 21st, 2008. That's the Declaration of the International Black Summit. That's the declaration that this conversation is based on. That's the declaration that many of us have developed our lives around, or inside of that conversation, inside of that declaration. And that's often where we go when we're out of sync, or when we feel like, you know, we need a little connection, a little adjustment sometimes. So within that declaration, I'd like for us to have a conversation tonight about what our gifts are to the universe. This is International Black Summit Talk Show, and there's a caller. Last four numbers are 7817. You are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening, Henrietta. This is Glenn.
This is Glenn. How are you tonight, Glenn?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. So what do you think, Glenn, as far as your contribution, your personal, not contribution, but gift? Have you taken a look and seen what your gift is and what you have to offer the universe?
Yes, I have, actually. One of the things that I've discovered and rediscovering about myself is that I have an innate ability to take a very complex subject and simplify it so that it can be delivered to the masses.
Mm. That's great. So you take a complex subject and simplify it so that it can be delivered to the masses. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And let me say it a different way. What I discovered is with computers, for example, computers and programming, all that is basically taking a series of functions and being able to simplify step by step what those functions are so you can put it so the program knows how to do it repetitively.
Mm. Okay.
So I discovered I had a knack to do that, but then I also discovered I had a knack to be able to translate or communicate those thoughts to people in a way that they would understand it, so that it diffuses the complexity. You know, it's no longer as complicated.
Right, right. And it works, and it makes things work.
Makes things work for them because they understand it, and it, you know, and they appreciate, you know, the understanding, and I get to be able to convert that into, you know, have people be knowledgeable.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so the information that you will be sharing at an understandable level can do wonders for people and wonders for the universe. That's great. That's huge.
Thank you.
That really is. Now, how did you get to that? Is that a passion of yours? Is the computer programming a passion of yours?
Well, it was. I mean, it still is on a certain level. But what I notice is that I can identify details.
Okay.
It's very detail-oriented. So I can tell if something is done differently or not. Actually, one of the things that I've discovered about myself is that I have the ability to after seeing a task, a job, or studying an organization, I can come up with, a better way of doing it. You know, it's like a more efficient way of doing it.
Right.
Like a way of doing it with less steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. And it's a real knack that I've been able to discover for myself.
Okay.
And been able to, you know, look at ways of creating solutions for situations. You know.
So if you had a name for it, what would it be?
Well, maybe like an efficiency expert.
Mm.
You know, something like that. You know, like to really see. Now, I'm not necessarily great at creating how to do it, but I can look at it and make it more efficient. You know, whatever it takes to have that creation be done so that it occurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm okay. That's not really my strength. You know, my strength is now the creative piece after it's been put into place to now make it more efficient.
Okay, so let me understand you again. So you take a look at something, mm-hmm. and you will notice that something is complicated, or you notice that it's complicated for other people, and you take it and you simplify whatever it is so that it's more understandable for the people. Now, are you saying that you're not necessarily the person who will give it to the people? Or
no, So let me give you an example. So one of the things that I did was I would debug software. What does that mean? So debugging software, what it is let's say for example the software. There's the software and there's the operating system, okay?
Okay.
So the operating system is kind of like the, you know, the water, and the software is like the fish in the water. So the fish in the water has to know there's currents, there's water temperatures that change, there's different things that the fish has got to navigate through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the software has to be able to navigate through the operating system.
Okay.
And so sometimes the software runs into a problem with the operating system. But sometimes the operating system has a problem with the software.
Mm.
So, but they're two very different problems, but they both look the same.
Okay.
They both look like the program's not working.
Okay.
So in debugging the program, you have to understand what the operating system is doing to the software and what the software is doing mm-hmm. to the operating system.
I see.
So for example, now, when you're looking at debugging that, there are certain codes that are associated with the operating system and there are certain codes that are associated with that particular program. And any time a program fails, it creates what they call a dump. Now, a dump in the vernacular of human beings is very much the same. It sends out data and creates these files of data because it doesn't know where it failed and what happened, so it sends you out everything. Now, the interesting thing about the program and the operating system is that the operating system knows where it thinks the software is.
Okay.
So it has like pointers into the program, but in the same token, the program has pointers back into the operating system. So by looking at this dump, what you're now doing is you're trying to determine which set of programs or software is broken. Is it the operating system or is it the
software?
Or is it the software? Or is it a combination of both?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because maybe the software got a code from the operating system that it didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Or vice versa. The software sent a code to the operating system, and the operating system didn't know what to do. So as a result, it crashed.
Okay.
Now, what I've explained to you is the very details of how people negotiate and resolve issues with software. So that could have been Word, Microsoft Word. It could be Microsoft Publisher. It could be Excel with your operating system. It could be Windows 98. It could be, I don't even know all the different ones they have out now. And each of them have different codes that you would relate to. And so in determining the problem, what happens at that on that level, for example, is that if, for example, the software couldn't handle a code from the operating system, you would send a note to the developer, so the guy or the woman who actually wrote the code for that software program, and ask them, here, I'm having this problem, and this is occurring. Could you put in a fix for it?
Okay.
So now you're requesting that software writer for that software product updates the code to be able to handle this particular situation.
Right.
And by looking at this what they call the dump, you can give them the information and where the program was at that point of the interaction, like what messages and what information it had in storage just before it crashed or just after it crashed.
Okay, because the dump is the point of the crash, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, that's real interesting, Glenn. The interesting, what I heard when you were talking was almost mediation. You know, it's almost mediation. It's almost, in the court systems, there's a mediation process they have with people who are seeking divorce, people who are seeking custody of children.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
And what the mediators do is they try to find that dump, you know, that you speak of. That's the way I'm hearing it, that there's a point where this relationship broke down, and
exactly.
What, you know, what occurred on this side, what occurred on that side, and is there a way to correct it, which is going back to the writer of the software,
mm-hmm.
and trying to figure out if something can be adjusted, or going back to each parent, or going back to the husband or the wife, and trying to figure out, you know, if something can be adjusted, and redoing it so that it works. That's interesting. I love stuff like that. I love listening to stuff like that.
Now you have just experience what it is to debug software. that's debugging software 101.
Okay. Debugging software 101.
Yeah.
See?
Because the operating system and the software program, there's a failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Something broke down.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's not communicating with each other. And so in this case, you know, you look first at the software developer, and if it's something that they were doing okay, then it may be something that the operating system. So then the next level is you go to the operating system code writer, the person who's generating the code, who's writing the code for that, and ask them what it should be doing and why this handoff is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply that. It's simply a handoff. Now, there's a few more technical things that are going on in pointers and indexes that are pointing to the different data fields. But again, you have the basics of when a program breaks down, here's what's occurring. And normally what happens when that software breaks down, it gives you a error code of 201. And if you look up that error code has a particular meaning. Now what I'm doing as a software debugger for a company is I'm going to look to see if that was something that a user using that software did, or that was something that the software did, or that's something that the operating system has done.
Okay.
So I have to be very detail-oriented to be able to distinguish where the problem was caused, and then initiate conversations to make sure it gets resolved.
Okay. And so as that person who does that, you can take that to any level that you choose, really.
Absolutely.
And it just happens to be that that's where it is right now. But that's something that, I mean, it goes across the board. You know, that's also a person who can go into a corporate office and figure out what's going on with the corporation. You know, you take a look at both sides. You know, what's happening here, what's happening here, what's you know, it's like we used to do, we called them SWOTs. You know, our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, and our, what's the T? Oh my goodness.
Task or something?
No, it wasn't task, but strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and I'm not sure what that T was, but we used to do that, you know, to get the kinks out when we were doing these big hair shows and things. After the first day,
mm-hmm.
we would all get together, all the heads of the different departments, and we'd take a look at the show, and we'd, you know, we'd say, okay, what, you know, how were the models? How were the salespeople? You know, how was the product stacked? You know, how was the, you know, we'd look at every part of the show, the venue, the everything, and we'd do what we could do, especially if it was a 3 or 4 or 5 day show, so that the next day we could make all the adjustments, and it would, we do a greater job the next day after making those adjustments. And a greater job could mean we service more people. It could mean we sold more product. You know, it could mean more people came to class. You know, it could mean any number of things. But it was, you know, it was something based on us just taking a look at where we were going. Hold on for one moment, please. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show. And there are two other callers I'd like to add to the discussion. The first one is, last four digits is 3838. And what we're discussing is your personal gift to the universe. And we're on the air with Glenn in New York. And he's discussing with us what his gift is. And he's found that he, in his debugging of software, that he's found himself to be. And Glenn, I'd like for you to say it again.
What your gift is. My gift is to be able to take a complex process and be able to explain it so that, you know, be able to break it down on the most simplistic level so that more people are able to get it.
Okay, great. 3838, you're on the air. Good evening. I'm trying to see.
That's Acacia.
I think it is. Okay, maybe.
Are we on?
Okay,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
We can. Oh. I can hear you now.
Okay, great. So, happy holidays.
Happy holiday.
And I discovered that I have two gifts, two presents.
Okay.
Maybe three. One is I'm willing to say what others aren't willing to say.
Okay.
I'm willing to hear what others can't hear. And the last one is I'm like the person who will do the, you know, when a plane before it takes off, there has to be like a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm the person who does a checklist.
Okay.
You know, before you take off for flight. It's like, hey, your parachute's not fixed. You know, there's a little snag in the parachute. Hold up, stop. We got to take care of the parachute. So I'm kind of that in the world. So I'm the type of lady who will come up to you when you come out of the bathroom with your dress inside of your slip or panties and tell you. Am I still there?
Yes, you're still here.
Yeah, okay. And I'm the kind of person that a student can come to as a teacher and tell me something that you wouldn't tell someone else.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I taught in the Los Angeles Unified School District for over 30 years, and I'm the type of teacher that children would come and tell who's bullying them or any kind of thing that they're usually nervous to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to listen to it.
Okay. Okay. Great. So can you tell us your three things again, that you're the person who's willing to say what others say, to hear what others don't hear, and the third
Or can't hear.
Can't hear.
What others can't hear.
Hear what others
can't hear. And I'm the person who will, like, do the checklist for the plane. Sometimes we'll say I'm the one who's willing not to step over something.
Mm.
You know, I'm willing to talk about the thing that needs to be talked about. I'm not willing to just go, well, obviously they don't want to talk about that, or obviously this will get everybody upset, so let's not talk about that. You know, I'm willing to talk about the elephant that's in the room.
Okay.
So sometimes people attend, even though I'm a present, I'm like the practical present. You know, kids don't jump up and down when they get pajamas as a gift, but they need pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is interesting. It'll be interesting to see what our next caller, what the gift is, what she, the next caller has, because Glenn's gift was to make things understandable, to take something complicated and make it understandable, you know, break it down so that everyone can hear it. Now, you're talking about listening, you know, speaking and just kind of being for people, you know, kind of putting it out there, what others won't put out there, you know, what others aren't willing to. So that's interesting. Let's see. This is International Black Summit Talk Show. We have a caller, 7380. And Chikesha, thank you. And tell us where you're calling from.
My name is
I'm calling from Magic Johnson's Starbucks in Compton.
Oh, in Compton, California. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and our next caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Donna Kelly, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
And my gift is to be a listener. I'm just the type of person that people always come to and discuss personal things, even if they don't know me, and they just come to me and just begin talking. I guess I have the face, the smile, or the calm demeanor, and I just listen. I don't give advice, and then I just tell them that I will be in prayer with them, and that's what I do. I add their names to my prayer list. So I have a prayer list, and I'm a prayer warrior. And people often come back to me, you know, coworkers, neighbors, friends, and they say, well, you know what, prayer does work. And I said, I know it works. That's why I keep doing it. So not only do I pray with my immediate family, but I pray with everyone. And I also include all of the continents and all the people everywhere. Wherever there's, we've had so many national tragedies, I can't even talk now.
Tragedies.
Uh-huh. Tragedies. And I just, even though I'm far away from all of the things that are taking place on the planet, I know that there is power in prayer. And so I just continue to pray with the people in that area. And, for example, with Zimbabwe and the people with the cholera epidemic and everything. And just know that God is in charge and that everything that is happening in divine order. And it comes to us to teach us a lesson. And all we have to do is just turn within and begin to just listen to Spirit and be guided by Spirit and know that we can make a difference in this world and that the change is here and it's upon us right now. And if we all work together, everything is going to work out for our highest good. So that's my gift. My gift is one of listening and of prayer.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you know what I thought when you were talking, that you must have a very large prayer list.
Yes, I do.
You must. You know, because when you said that people come to you and people, you know, just start talking, whatever, and you add them to your prayer list. And how long would you say that you pray every day?
Over an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
what I do is generally I walk 2 miles a day, and while I'm walking, I'm in prayer, and I'm in prayer not only with the people that who have requested my prayer, but I'm in prayer with the whole universe.
Mm.
So. That's the way I do it.
Mm.
So as I walk, I pray and meditate. So, and it brings not only peace and healing to me, but I'm praying for peace and healing in the entire universe.
That's great. That's great to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's great to know. Chakasha or Glenn, can we talk about, like, and Donna?
Yes.
Okay. So Donna, Chakasha, and Glenn, and I'm Henrietta. This is International Black Summit Talk Show. We're talking about the gifts, you know, looking inside yourself and seeing the gift that you are and that you offer to the universe. And it just kind of came to me just now, and that's bringing people together with different gifts so that those gifts can be shared with others, like Glenn, yours, you know, Chakasha, yours, and Donna, yours, so that now the three of you are aware of each other's gifts. Some people call that networking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, what came up for me, Henrietta, as Donna was speaking, was the distinction that we use in the summit call a clearing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that came
and,
up for me when you were talking.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
Right. Then we talk about clearing in three different ways. One, we talk about it like you would think about if you're walking in the woods and it's just trees, 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 and then you walk into an area where it's open. Nothing's there. It's just open. So that's a clearing. That's an opening for something. So, Donna, in a way, you're an opening for people to bring prayers to you, to bring their concerns. Then we say you can be a clearing like, so that's a clearing like a noun. And then we can say you can be a clearing like a verb. So when you go into your prayer warriorness mm-hmm. of the prayers, you actually start clearing people like a verb to release and to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the clearing where it's the one where it's like an attraction, like you're the magnet. So like you, who you are would be, you would call forth other prayer warriors because you're the clearing of that. So what's going to show up around you and amongst you or amidst you are prayer warriors, prayers. And so, you know, you're just like a great example of those three aspects of the distinction called clearing that we use in the summit. So thank you for bringing forth that distinction so that we could share that.
Thank you for making it plain to me exactly what's happening as I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Right. And that's wonderful. I mean, just, you know, you just look at these gifts. Just look at the gifts. And being aware, you know, it's being aware of the gift that you have to offer and offering it. You know, it's one thing to be aware of it. It's another thing to offer it to the universe, you know.
Wow, that's deep. Whoa.
Yeah.
Because I think most people are afraid to offer
mm-hmm.
for a sense of maybe being rejected, you know. But I have moved past that because I like we were saying that you draw to you what you are. So when you're open and receptive to your gift, and you're willing to share your gift with others, you do draw those people to you who are in need of the gift, and you are blessed by sharing your gift with those people. So everybody is being blessed from the experience of sharing and loving and just, you know, moving out of not of being afraid and just sticking, you know, We're so afraid of people getting into our space. But when you become aware that there is no space because we are all one, then you have moved past that fear. And fear is the only thing that keeps us all apart. So when we move past the fear and we share the love, we share the peace, we share the joy and the harmony, then we are truly moving ourselves to another level. And that's what we are trying to do now, go to the next level.
This is exciting, and it's also the International Black Summit Talk Show. Let me just take a moment before we continue this conversation to remind our listeners of the early bird registration for the summit event, which will be held in London, England next year, the first weekend in August. And the early bird registration is open for the next 10 days until December 31st. And for seniors, it is only $100 for the 4 days, and for everyone else, it's $150. Is there an amount for the youth, Glenn? Is there a different amount for the youth? Oh, Chikesha, would you know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we'll check that out and have that information for you next week. But $150 and $100 for seniors.
Right. And Henrietta, we also, as we're checking the youth rate, there's also a family rate. So if you want to come as a family, which I did in New York when we had it in New York, I traveled over 4 days on the Greyhound bus with 3 children to get to New York as a family, and we attended the summit. So we'll get back to you with both of those. But it's a great, great way to spend a great, you know, a great way to be in family quality time is attending the summit as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's key because, I, you know, that's good. So next week we'll have that information. Let's continue with our conversation on our gifts. One of the things we said in our invitation, in the email that went out, is that this is the ultimate season for giving. And in light of that, the talk show team invites you to recreate yourself by taking a look inside and seeing the gift you offer to the universe. What present/presence do you give to the universe? And that's what we're talking about right now. Can we continue with that discussion in the how these gifts will move forward?
We actually have a new listener, Henrietta.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute. 4063.
Yeah,
the last four digits, 4063.
Thank you very much for acknowledging me and for allowing me to share my idea.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say that it is a beautiful topic that you have chosen, because indeed we are each a powerful being, and there is so much that we can do for one another and for the collective consciousness. So I commend you. First of all, I commend you on that.
Well, we thank you for that.
If you allow me, I would like to share what I think is really a wonderful way that we can help one another without interfering with anything. We can bring a beautiful gift to one another. It's something that has become clear to me as a result of my meditations and prayers and study and, over a number of years. And are you interested?
Pardon me?
I said, are you interested in knowing?
Well, what we're interested in first is if you would share your personal gift.
Yes. Well,
your personal gift is, if you don't mind doing that first.
Yes, sure. But okay, my personal gift at all times is the love that is within my heart, and is the love that I seek to be an open door for and a portal for, because this love wishes to pour into the world through me. And this love is the greatest force that there is, and it is a healing energy. So I feel that wherever there is trouble in the world, I seek to focus on that and just pour my love out there. And this love is not my love at all. It is actually a fabric. It is a finer substance that has a harmony within it and the healing power within it that our intellect cannot even begin to fathom.
That's great. So your gift, excuse me. So,
and this love is, of course, it is unconditional. You understand? It is not like a romantic love that we humans sometimes get entangled with. It is unconditional love. It is love that loves all life and all manifestations of life. It is love that loves all people, regardless of age, regardless of anything, you know, because we are all brothers and sisters deep down. It is also love that loves all manifestations of life, as I said. That means all creatures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I feel is a very powerful way that we can work with this gift is... I've discovered that once we are relaxed, you know, and focused inward, if we can visualize a sphere of light, like a bubble of light, you know, and within this light we put a human figure that represents us as individuals, the figure that represents one person that we really love and care about, and the same figure also represents each and every human being on the planet. And then... as we hold this picture in mind, this human form within this beautiful sphere of light, we proceed to say something as follows. We say, beloved, you are a spiritual being and not just a physical being. And as such, as a spiritual being, you're perfect. You are perfect as God is perfect. You are a center of divine harmony. You are a center of divine intelligence. You are a center of divine love. You are a center of divine wisdom. You are a center of divine well-being and joy. The highest within you, which is the divine presence within you, now works in you and through you for the highest good. And so be it. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
You see, with this...
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montreal. You know, if I may just add a small tagline, what this does, it helps us collectively remember the truth of our being. Even if we may be in stress and we may be sick and we may be disharmonious and we may be bitchy and quirky and whatever is wrong with us, and we all have gone through our portions of hell, and so we're not perfect. You know, living in this world, we become dysfunctional to one degree or another. We are all dysfunctional, you know. But in our moments of lucidity and peace, if we make these statements, we help one another remember the truth. You see? And if I can help you and everyone else remember the truth that we indeed are perfect and beautiful and wise and strong and loving and harmonious, then we will begin to act and behave from this center. And from this center, only good things can come.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I wanted to ask Henrietta?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to ask our caller that just shared. Are you familiar with USM, University of Santa Monica?
No, I'm not at all, no.
What should I know about it? Well, that I hear some of the, I attended the University of Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
and so I could hear some of that in what you were sharing with us. So
oh,
thank
really?
You.
Well, that's really beautiful. I'm delighted to hear that there are other people, you know, working on along the same lines.
So if I were to ask you just in a statement, what is the gift? What is the gift that you are to the universe? What would your response be?
It is the gift of awareness.
Awareness.
Yes, I think awareness and remembrance, because it is for all of us to remember the truth of our being. We have forgotten, living in this world, we have forgotten. We don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know? So if we look at the, I don't know if you were on, could hear the others who were online with us. Did you hear their?
No, dear, I just joined you. I just joined
okay.
you a few minutes ago, so forgive me. I'm not.
No problem.
Okay.
Only because we only have a few minutes left, I'd like for you to hear the others, because it's always interesting to me when a call goes out, and when I mean a call, I mean when the universe puts this talk show together for
yes.
this particular time. The people, I always believe that the people who call in are linked, and it's very interesting the gifts that were brought forth this evening and what they
yeah.
were and how connected they are. So,
really,
if,
I will listen to it.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I said I will listen. I will listen to the whole program now once you're over, you know. But
right.
I'm listening to what you're saying. It's really fascinating. Please go
yeah.
on.
And so this is we have a summit event every an annual event that takes place the first weekend in August, where we
yes.
come together and we're in a conversation such as this one.
Yes.
And it's going to be held in London, England next year.
Uh-huh.
And the early bird registration is until December 31st. If you go to blacksummit.org, you can get information about it.
Okay, but do you think I could register even though I'm not black?
Yes, I think you can register.
I'm not black, but to me, all people are my brothers and sisters. I don't see any difference between black and white, you know?
Yeah, right. And there's, you know, you can get all that information online. It's
mm-hmm.
for people of African descent. And
But don't you think that we are all from African descent?
Yes.
Do you know that even the white people, the theory is, and I believe that we all originate in Africa, but our ancestors moved to the northern countries where the exposure to sun was much less in Africa, and so the skin turned white. We lost pigment, you know?
Right. And that's funny because I was just looking at that before this call started.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to review what we've come to tonight.
Okay.
Gifts that have been shared. We have our Glenn, our caller from New York, and I'd really like for everyone to speak their own. We only have like 3 minutes left,
mm-hmm.
but if you could each take 30 seconds and just say your name, where you're calling from, and what your gift is.
Glenn Cook, New York City.
Here's Tricacia, and I'm Tricacia calling from Compton, California, and what I said was I'm the gift of being able to listen to what's hard to hear. I'm also a person who will talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay. And Glenn, I didn't hear, did you say what your gift was? I just heard New York City.
No, my gift is to be able to take a very complex process and be able to simplify it and break it down so people can understand it.
Okay, thank you. And thank you to Keisha. Donna?
Donna from Chicago, Illinois. And my gift is one of being able to listen to people and also to go into prayer and meditation with those people over whatever difficulties they are having and to bring forth not myself, but to bring forth through me the energy that you were speaking about, the last caller was speaking about, in order to bless the world.
Okay.
And the gift of love, I feel, is the greatest gift. So I'm a prayer warrior, a listener, and a person who loves everyone, regardless of color.
Mm. That's really beautiful.
Right. And
hello, sister. I love you. Hello, sister. I love you for saying that.
I love you, too.
Montreal.
Yes,
no,
I'm from
Montreal. Did you say Canada or Montreal?
Yes, Montreal, Canada, dear.
Montreal
is in Canada, yes.
Right. Okay. No, I didn't know which one, if you said Montreal, if I just made that up. But
I must have said that, yes.
Right. Okay, could you share your name with us?
Sure. My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay. Could you state your gift again?
Yes. You want me to state my gift?
Yes.
Okay, the gift that I have is the gift of unconditional love for all beings and the gift of remembrance, because we all need to very deeply remember the truth of our being. We are so much more than what the world makes us think and believe. We are not that. We are so much more. We are all great and beautiful and powerful beings. We are each one an extension.
Because we only have 14 seconds.
Okay, 14, sorry. Okay,
I just want to say thank you to all the callers and remind everyone that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. And thank you again for calling. Hold on one moment.
Thank you for bringing us together.
We can continue the conversation. It's just not going to be on the air. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, we can go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had to end the show there.
I understand. I wanted to thank you for bringing us together. You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful task.
Right. Well, we're here every Sunday at 7 p.m., and, you know, so you're welcome to join in the conversation any Sunday evening at, you know, 8 o'clock your time. It's 7 o'clock.
Henrietta, before we end, I'd like to let everyone know you can actually send messages to us, and I would definitely love for everyone that's on air to send us a message. Donna, we'd love to hear more about your prayer warrior work. And Jasmine, I'd love for you to send us a message, because I would like to actually engage you in a conversation about, you know, being at the summit and some of the things you brought up. So both Donna and everyone, yes, please leave us a message.
Okay, how do we do that?
Glenn, can you give that information for us?
He might have Glenn, are you?
What information do you need? The website?
For them to leave us a message, how they leave the show a message. What's our Black Talk Hello?
No, the talk show team.
Would you like a message that is written or that is verbal?
One that's through the email.
Oh, email. Okay.
Uh-huh. Can you send that? Can you say that again, Henrietta? Because I got a lot of background.
Okay. You can go. I know you can send us through Blog Talk Radio. You can send a message that way.
Okay. Who do I address it to? What is your first name?
The talk show team. The Black Summit Talk, International Black Summit Talk Show Team.
Okay.
That's one way, through Blog Talk Radio. The other one is if you go to blacksummit.org go to Talk Show Team, and you should be able to send us information that way also.
Okay. And what exactly would you like me to send you? What kind of information?
To Keisha?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me? I have a speaker in the background. But, yes, I know we were engaging in a conversation about of African descent, and we were also looking at how to register, all those types of things.
Okay.
Just a way that we can communicate with you. If you send us an email, then we can get back to you.
Sure,
and
okay.
And any questions, yeah. And Donna, same thing.
Let me repeat the email. The email is talkshow@blacksummit.org.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, talkshow@blacksummit.org.
Summit.org. Okay, I have it.
Okay, great.
Yes, if you can use me, you know. My specialty is in empowering people, you know. So if you can use me, I would be delighted. You know, I feel my heart really goes out to the black population of the U.S. because I know the history, and I think it's horrid, it's barbaric what white people have done to black people. You know, we've all been, you know, we all as individuals, we have all gone through one kind of hell or another. But I think the black people in the U.S. have had a tougher path than most of us, and my heart goes out, you know, to black people.
Hello.
I think we lost her.
Oh, sorry.
Oh no. Okay. She's here. I thought we lost you.
Okay. No, I'm here, and I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Great.
So I was saying, anyway, if you can use me, I would be delighted to be of service to you.
Well, you know, and that's great, and thank you for that offer, and we absolutely will. And one of the things that I wanted to share before we got off this call is that understanding and knowing what our gifts are is an opportunity to give that gift away to the world.
Yeah.
And if we're not giving our gift away, then I assert that we are being stingy to the world.
And you know what? We don't even have it. You know, when I was a teenager, I once read a quote. It said, "The only things that we keep forever are the things that we give away."
Exactly.
You know,
well,
isn't that beautiful? You know, as a teenager, I couldn't understand why that was true, but I knew it was true. Now I know that it is true. So absolutely, we need to share these things. You know, it's just like when you have a lit candle, you light another candle, and the first candle does not lose any light, you know?
No.
And the same is with these deep gifts that each one of us has. We have to share it, then we are all better, you understand? Because in this world, we are all here together. And if one of us is drowning, we're all drowning, you know?
Together.
Right.
And we can only be raised if everyone is raised up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are not raised collectively until the least one of us is raised.
Right.
Do you know that?
We can't leave one behind.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
What a wonderful conversation. What a wonderful hour. This is just great. I'm so glad we all came together and so tied in, and everybody so willing to empower by offering their gift, just offering their gift, you know.
Yes, I think it's the most beautiful thing that we can do, you know.
Right.
And I think that the time is here when we must do that. We cannot pursue this path of selfishness and greed and just me, you know, and stepping on top of others in order to promote ourselves. I think this is obsolete. It cannot be anymore, you know.
It cannot continue.
No.
No.
Because then we all go down the toilet, everybody, you know. So this is not even an option. And unfortunately, we needed to experience the Bush administration in order to really have this clear in our minds. And I don't think we can go backwards.
We cannot. Yeah. We're only moving forward.
Yeah.
We presence a level of consciousness. And with this level of consciousness, we no longer can go back. And we have an opportunity to go forward, to build forward, to look forward.
Yes, and we must. We must, and we have all the answers. If we are willing to look deep within us, we have all the answers.
Yeah, and we are. We're willing. That's why the shift occurred.
Yeah.
Because we were willing, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we just have to, you know, we must encourage one another, because it's not always easy or simple. But if we stay together, you know, if we empower each other and keep a dialogue going, and have a support group going, then we will all advance forward.
That's true.
Great. Well, I'll be looking forward to talking again, and I hope you all join us again.
Thank you,
again.
I certainly will. What are your names?
My name is Henrietta.
Are you the host of the show?
I'm the host today, and next Sunday, Chakesha, the young lady from Compton who called in, she'll be hosting along, and we'll both be hosting it next week. Glenn is the wonderful person who's always with us. We also have a chat room for people during the show that you can, you know, email questions and comments and things in. If you know, if you're not, you know, if you don't want to be on the call, you can go into the chat room.
Yes,
and,
yes, I understand
things.
That. Yes.
Yeah. And and then in January, in the month of January, we kick off our 2009 show, and every week there's a different host with them. We have some wonderful topics prepared for the coming year, but every week there'll be another concentration of conversation that's available. But we'll give more information about that next week also.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of weeks.
I'm actually going to be launching a show on investments in real estate, and it's not going to be on Sunday night. It's going to be during the week in the evening. So we'll have all that information of what day of the week it is, and then how often it's going to occur on a monthly basis as well.
Very interesting.
This is Donna. I have to go. So thank you very much, everyone. Love you.
Bless
you
all.
And appreciate
thank you very
all.
Much, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And we'll
I love
you.
I love you all. And
love you too.
And right, thank you for having this radio program. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It is wonderful and absolutely essential.
It is our pleasure.
And God bless you.
God bless.
Bless you.
Okay.
Well.
Bye now.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
listens to the talk show. She listens in.
Does she sit in the room and listen to
us? No, she went and got the phone. I was down. I kept hearing something, you know, so I started looking for, I thought the phone was getting ready to die out, but it was Rama. She was listening to the show. So I don't know, because I was still on it, so I couldn't ask it. It was good. We got a good call from Montreal. That was good.